The New South Wales Regional Water Minister says it's unclear what the price of water will be in Broken Hill once a new pipeline is built. The question has been on the minds of Broken Hill locals since the $500 million pipeline project was announced last year. But the government says its goal is to provide the town with a sustainable water source for generations to come. Penny Timms reports.
Broken Hill is a mining town located in the far west of New South Wales. As with many outback towns, it's also known for being dry. And it's that climate that's threatened the water security of the town, which is home to more than 17,000 people.
It's the sense of place for me. It really is where I find myself.
Daria Turley is the Broken Hill Mayor. Last year, the New South Wales Government made a massive commitment to provide the town with a secure water supply. It set aside $500 million to fund a water pipeline from the Murray River at Wentworth in the state's south to Broken Hill. The town currently gets its water from a pipeline between it and the nearby Menindee Lakes, which gets its water from the Darling system. But that system is under pressure. As to why that is, well, that depends on who you ask. Wentworth is where the Murray and the Darling Rivers meet before flowing into South Australia, and the pipe project is meant to act as a 270-kilometre lifeline. But questions remain.
I just don't understand why we're taking water from the Murray when the Darling's 100 k's away and the Murray is over nearly 300 k's away. It just doesn't add up to me.
Niall Blair is the New South Wales Minister for Regional Water.
The pipeline from the Murray River was the project that when we looked at 19 different options came out as the best option for water security, but also for the money associated with it as well.
The Broken Hill Mayor says she's concerned about who will wear the cost of the new pipeline, or more so, the water in it. She says water rates haven't been discussed and fears that the community will be slugged in the future. That's a concern shared by many locals, in part because Broken Hill has high unemployment. Niall Blair says the setting of water prices is the responsibility of the Independent Pricing and Regulatory Tribunal.
We've set aside up to $500 million for this project. Water prices are something that are determined by IPART, and the next time the IPART looks at the prices for Broken Hill will be at the start of 2018, they'll begin that process. And they take into consideration a whole range of factors when they determine what prices should be set for that community.
The Broken Hill Council has been pushing for the existing pipeline from Broken Hill to the Menindee Lakes to be upgraded. Daria Turley is sceptical about why the Wentworth project was decided on. She's been requesting to see the state government's business case for the pipeline since last year, to no avail.
I don't think we'll ever see that business case. I just can't comprehend if it's nearly been a year since we've asked for it. And it's not just Broken Hill City Council and the community, but I'm sure that, you know, in state government, in parliament, they've asked for it as well. I don't understand why we can't see it.
But it looks like she'll have to continue to wait. Niall Blair says the business case is commercially sensitive and sharing it with local authorities isn't an option.
Our business case has a lot of information in it that has led to the decision of where we are. But we're at market at the moment for someone to build that pipeline. So we're not going to put sensitive information into the public sphere while we're out there trying to get the best deal. So we want to make sure that we have a competitive environment for those that are tendering for the project. And we want to keep that tension in the market so that we do get the best value for money.
Is there any truth to rumours that there are mines looking at going along that area and therefore this has been put in to also help to bring those onto line?
I'm not the Resources Minister, so I don't know what mines are looking in what part of New South Wales, but as the Water Minister, I can honestly say that the number one driving factor for this pipeline was to service the community of Broken Hill.
Construction of the pipeline is expected to be completed by the end of next year, and during that time, it's tipped to create around 240 jobs. The New South Wales government hopes the project will also help it to meet its water reduction targets under the Murray-Darling Basin Plan.
Penny Timms.